Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Well, hello and welcome to the Carshin Anderson program. What's up, Scott Anderson? How are you today?
I'm all right, Doug.
That's good. Anything exciting in the Gator household? If you say Tigers.
Well, that's not exciting.
It wasn't exciting.
No.
I was thinking we could do, what do they make you flip to? But that's, their season is slowly fading to black.
And the games are going so quickly that it doesn't really matter. I mean, yeah. Games are over by 9:15 and... I was hanging out with my mom last night for a while and then drove home while I think the sixth inning was going on. So I didn't even see much of it.
I had the game on and I did start flipping around. I got down a YouTube wormhole.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
It kind of is.
What started the wormhole?
The 4-1 deficit.
No, I mean, what was the first thing you looked at on YouTube?
I don't know. I watch a show on YouTube. By Jeff Goodman. Is it Jeff Goodman? It's not Jeff Goodman. I'll look this guy's name up. I should know this because I've watched like all of his posts. He does a lot of retro reporting. Good God, now I can't find it. Anyway, a lot of retro reporting of what things were like, revisiting crazy sports stories. The Press Box Chronicles by Jeff Perlman, not Jeff Goodman. Press Box Chronicles. And where he goes back and looks at wild stuff like J.R. Ryder's career or the, Albert Bell. Did he really, wasn't there a story? I haven't watched the Albert Bell one yet where he had a corked bat that got confiscated by umpires and he tried to crawl through the ceiling panels of the locker room and retrieve
somebody,
it.
I don't know if that was Albert Bell, but it was somebody.
Yeah.
There's that rumor. There's just Sammy like, Sosa or something like that.
He goes back and looks at crazy stories in retrospect. You know, some of them the biggest jerk I ever covered and, you know, stuff like that. It's really, really interesting. So I get a lot of retro stuff that pops up. And so what popped up last night when I logged onto YouTube was a show called You're Looking Live.
Oh, Brent Musburger.
And it was all about the NFL Today. Way back in the day and how it was groundbreaking and a lot of drama that played itself out that, you know, of course the average person was not aware of.
God, I used to love the NFL Today. Yeah. That was football. When you would hear Brent Musburger start to say, you're looking live at Soldier Field in Chicago.
Yep.
Pontiac Silverdome.
Anyway.
It was awesome. And this began your love of Jane Kennedy.
Yeah. So you know how long Jane Kennedy was on NFL Today?
Couple of years.
1 year.
Was just one
Phyllis
year.
George. Phyllis George. They recast Phyllis George, who was originally the female on set. We shouldn't be doing this.
Well, I brought up her name because we did a draft one time.
Years ago.
Yeah. And
Jane Kennedy was only on NFL Today for 1 year before Phyllis George's TV show failed and she came back and replaced Jane Kennedy.
Yeah, it was just 1 year.
Yep.
One glorious year.
Yep. So
one memorable year.
One glorious memorable year.
Impressionable young.
Yeah, that's true.
Prepubescent Doug Karsh.
Yeah. She's pretty hot. Anyway, so I got into that. I kept going back and forth to the Tigers and they kept telling me no. I kept saying, hey, Tigers, yes. And they, yeah, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Fading to black.
Men on base. Want to drive one in? No.
No. Don't want to do that.
Getting late. Want to get more ducks on a pond?
No. No. Lead up. What is it? Lead off guy on second?
No.
Yeah. So they just, it's, it, like I said, they can't hurt me anymore, but it is disappointing. So have those new uniforms come out, Kang?
They are out, my friend.
Where can we see them?
If you go to DetroitLions.com, they have the click on the rivalries jersey and uniforms. You'll be able to see everything. And we will have a story on 971theticket.com as well.
Okay.
I'm looking at them. And, okay, so from afar, it's like, all right, it kind of looks like the Carolina Panthers if they were an XFL team. But if you start scrolling down, and the Lions do a nice job of this, they get into all the details of what's different with this uniform. And there's a lot.
It's on DetroitLions.com?
Yeah, if you go to rivalries.DetroitLions.com. I'll get right there.
I'm watching a video right now. Is the video show it too? Is this one?
I'm not looking at the video. I'm literally just scrolling through and looking at all the uniforms and the pictures and everything. So, yeah, I mean, that seems to be like anything black is like carbon fiber looking, the pattern. As well as it's on the helmet, it's on the jersey.
The helmet's kind of sweet looking. Yeah. Is that like a blue mat?
Well, yeah. It's actually very similar to last year. They had this helmet last year, except the Lions black. Like I said, anything black has got this carbon fiber pattern on it. That's the difference from this year and last year for the helmet.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm looking at the video portion of
it. It's all in the details. I think the details are nice.
Yeah, you know, if you want to see them, they've been tweeted out from our Twitter account, at DougAndGator971. The new Lions rivalry uniforms. The details. What are some of the details that you like?
Well, like I said, anything black has that carbon fiber print on it. So like the numbers, the nameplate.
Yeah.
You see that? And along the stripe, along the
line. Yeah. It kind of looks like chainmail or something, whatever the hell that is. Yeah.
The paint stripe. The chest emblem says Detroit right on it. And then above it with the NFL logo, the shield.
Yeah.
It's kind of got this cool pattern. It's hard to describe.
They do, from a distance, from afar, when you get out there, you're going to see them and you're going to go, that's the Carolina Panthers. But you're right. If you zoom in, which unfortunately most of us are going to get the wide angle look, but the zoom in is pretty sweet. The carbon fiber on the lion on the side of the helmet, that's a pretty good look.
Yeah. And on the stripes and on the numbers too. I do like the carbon fiber part. I don't like the blue.
The blue is interesting.
It's interesting on a helmet.
It's like a bright blue.
It's like a powder coated blue. You know, it looks like it's a paint color on a car, which I can understand why they would do that. But it's not the Honolulu blue that we've become accustomed to.
No. And my guess is they tested that look as well. But look. The truth is, alternate jerseys are a relatively new phenomenon. And we asked a Twitter question earlier today, knowing that these were going to come out at 10 a.m. What is Detroit or Michigan State's all-time best alternate uniform? What is your favorite of all time? And it's interesting because I'm starting to answer this question, Scott. And I've got this list, and I'm like, oh, no, Doug, follow the rules. What is the best? What is the best alternate uniform? And I got one that stands out to me personally. These are going to be individual's taste, individual, you know, personal taste. And some people think some looks are great. Some people think some looks are awful. But the alternate uniforms is now just basically part of every – I think it's part of every pro and college team's look now is you have an alternate uniform that you break out every once in a while. Do you have a personal favorite?
I don't know if I do. I mean, I used to always like the Lions throwback, but it was so plain.
It was super plain.
The gray helmet and pants on that.
There was, it was such a classic look, though. There was something about it. Like, well, it was like the NFL's Notre Dame, in that they had the silver helmet, and that's, and it spoke for itself.
Yeah, and that's probably why I don't have it there, because it would, I'd be, I don't want to contradict myself, because I can't stand like Penn State's jerseys, or you know, Notre Dame just doing the boring stuff. But I think more Penn State than I do Notre Dame, because Notre Dame is the flash of the gold helmet, so that's their identity. It's that helmet.
Yep.
But Penn State is so boring, it's not even funny. At least the Lions is different, because it's the blue that stands out. But I don't know. I like this, the Pistons jerseys, the green ones that they had for the City Connect ones, the St. Cecilia ones. I like that. I really like that that look. But it has, I mean, goes against everything for the Pistons, but it was about, you know, paying homage to the St. Cecilia's court where everybody was playing
there. Yeah. Where the best pickup games ever played were played anywhere by anyone. So mine's a Piston. It's the maroon horse's head jersey.
The maroon ones
are great. Maroon horse's head, which was kind of the alternate they had back then. But the maroon ones that Grant Hill wore, I think that is a fantastic jersey.
The original teal, not so much. But the maroon, you're like, wait a minute. Now that.
Now, the teal has aged well. Like, the teal,
it's aged,
it actually has. Yeah. It feels like it's far more appreciated in this era than back then. But the maroon, I would... I don't want to get carried away. Nope. I would really like a pair of the maroon shorts, like those old NBA Piston maroon shorts. And I don't know that you can get the shorts anywhere. I haven't looked that hard, to be honest with you. But what would be your all-time favorite Detroit alternate uniform? And if you want to see the new Lions rivalry uniforms, they have been released by the Lions officially. And you can, if you follow us on Twitter, you can see it at DougAndGator971. 248-539-9797. We're going to do a Michigan and Michigan State blitz thingy today at 10:30 as we are moving in on a week away from the start of the local college football season. Spartans play a week from Friday, Michigan a week from Saturday. His new Lions uniforms have been released. You can see him at DougAndGator971 on Twitter. And, you know, I mean, I think it's, I think the details, I think, Kang, you hit the nail on the head, because you saw him first and you made the observation that the details were pretty cool. But what we are going to see is we're going to see them from afar. And from afar, they kind of look very, they don't kind of, they look very Carolina Panthers-y. In terms of just a white jersey, the blue is like a Panthers blue. The striping makes it look like the Panthers. And I don't know that that particularly matters all that much. If it's a good look, it's a good look. But it just got us to debating and talking about your all-time favorite alternate uniform for any Detroit team or Michigan State. What is your favorite? 248-539-9797. Tim in Grand Rapids here on 97.1. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey,
what's up?
I just wanted to, I think those, when the Red Wings played Chicago Blackhawks at Wrigley Field, I think it was the second or third Winter Classic they ever did, but they had that old English D uniform. It was real simple, but I just thought it really popped. It was simple, but I think that's my all-time favorite.
Was that the, it was like a cream colored or white creamish jersey, and then the red stripe across the front with the Red Wings interpretation of the old English D on the front, correct?
It was, I think it was supposed to resemble like the Detroit Cougar old uniforms before they were the Red Wings.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember that jersey. It's a good look. The thing about the Red Wings is it feels like their everyday uniform is a alternate like throwback, but it's such a classic look. But I think when they first started messing around with Tigers and Red Wings jerseys with their iconic jerseys, people got pissed. But I think we're kind of used to it now.
Yeah, I mean, with the Wings, it was the original ones that they had were trying to be a throwback to, you know, before the winged wheel days, and those didn't go over very well. And of course, they weren't winning in those jerseys, and everybody blew a gasket about it. The ones from the Wrigley Field game, those were I didn't love those either. The D that was on the middle of the jersey, I didn't really like that D.
Okay.
I don't know if they've done this or not, but I've got that Red Wings sweatshirt, that pullover I have, that is like almost like a cream colored with the winged wheel on it. Somebody tells me they've used something like that before. I like that.
Yeah.
When you change from white to a cream color, it just kind of softens it, gives it more of a vintage feel.
Yeah. Doug and Livonia is next on 97.1. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
What's up?
How are you and Scott doing? All right.
All right, Doug. Thanks.
Yeah, I have a trivia question for you, but my favorite throwback is the Lions black uniform. But I have a really good trivia question.
We'll be the judge of that if it's really good, but let's hear it.
All right. What NFL team is actually wearing to this day their throwback uniform?
Meaning they've never changed it?
They've never changed it since they entered. I'll give you a hint. Since they entered the NFL.
Is it the Browns?
Absolutely. The Cleveland Browns uniform is what they wore in the beginning when they switched from the All-American Football Conference. They had white helmets, and Otto Graham told Paul Brown, I can't see the receivers very well, and one of our colors is orange, so will you change the helmet to orange? And he did.
There you go.
Little trivia for you.
Didn't the Bills do that one year? Everybody in their division had white helmets, and they changed their helmets to red.
That could be.
I think I remember when the Bills
did that. They did have white helmets with the red Buffalo on
the
side.
And the Bills opted to go with a red helmet to distinguish themselves.
Very distinguished.
Yeah. Let's go to Bailey and Howell. Hello, Bailey.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Oh, I was going to call in on those like Michigan State 2013 or 14, those combats that were gold and black and green. I think that was when Michigan had the Bumblebee uniforms too when they played them.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was like more of a bronze color that they had for the helmet.
Yeah.
Was it like the William Golston team?
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback that they, good God, they buried him into the ground that day.
Devin Gardner,
yeah.
Yeah, that was
right. Yeah,
jailbreak. Jailbreak. Every snap. What are your all-time favorite alternate uniforms? Nick tweets us, Grant Hill in the red Bad Boys era alternate. Possibly biased, though, because I had that jersey as a kid. It is a Piston uniform, except the base color is red. Instead of what they wore through the Bad Boys era, which was white at home and blue on the road. Got another one from...
Remember they had those like grayish jerseys? It always looked like we were just sweating through it. Those are awful.
It was so bad. That was late Silverdome, Tripucka era. OX Capital says Pistons 90s red alternate. Raymond, best would be the Detroit Lions current black uniforms with the blue helmet. Nubs get dubs. The Tigers knocked the navy blue alternate jersey out of the park. It's now my all-time favorite alternate. I was also a hater of the road grade uniforms. I thought they were incredibly stale, so when they introduced the alternates this year, I was ecstatic.
I like the orange alternate for the Tigers.
Michael says, best is the Michigan all blues with the blue pants. Timo just sends a picture of Barry Sanders in the throwback uniforms. So does Colin Windecker. NR says Wings 2014 Winter Classic. Alternate uniforms, which are your all-time favorites? Or what is your all-time favorite? Because you can go on and list. I started like listing four or five, and I'm no. Just one. What in the Carolina Panthers is this? That's from Chris in St. Clair Shores. Yeah, there's no doubt it has a Panthers look from afar. The details up close, really cool, but I don't know if those details are going to matter to the fan when they're just watching on TV or from the stadium. But these new rivalry uniforms look like the knockoff Panthers uniform. I like them, but it's hard to ignore the similarities.
It's that color blue.
It is. I mean,
helmet's cool. I think the helmet's cool. Again, the blue throws me off a little bit, but I get it because I do think it's like a car color paint.
Unnamed texter, the Barry Sanders Thanksgiving Day throwback, best. Break out my favorite alternate uniform, the Detroit Red Wings, red and white with the big Detroit across the front. It's from an unnamed texter.
Well, the 2014 Winter Classic jerseys, those are pretty great. I'm looking at those now. It had a winged wheel, and then it had script Detroit above the winged wheel, and then a couple of stripes from shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Those look pretty great. From an unnamed, more of that cream color instead of white.
Unnamed texter, I think I'd have to go with the Black Lions jerseys from the Millen era. As bad as they were back then, it speaks to how good those jerseys were. The people are able to compartmentalize the two.
Is that the only good thing that came out of there?
Might be. Chrome helmets, MSU. That's from an unnamed texter.
I always like a chrome helmet. I know some people, I think you've said on occasion, yeah, you think they look like Christmas ornaments.
I think they look like the Christmas ornaments you'd break every time when you were a kid.
Yeah, but I love those. Yeah. It can, 'cause you're waiting for the helmet to break and it doesn't break.
Gator, back me up. The best alternate uniform was the Steiner Brothers college wrestling singlet corned beef. Somebody wrote.
Well, I didn't like where they went to college, so I can't sign off on that.
Caleb in Whitmore Lake, Red Wings Winter Classic was the cream color from the Big House against Toronto. Best jersey ever created. That's from Caleb.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, so there you go. You can go check them out. And if you want to keep sending over texts and tweets, feel free. We are rapidly closing in on the college football season. We have a Michigan and Michigan State blitz thingy straight ahead here on Carson Anderson. 97.1.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
It's Scott, heads or tails?
Heads.
It is a tail I will receive. Let's go.
All right,
now, this is a Michigan State version. I am speaking for Michigan, and Gator is speaking for Michigan State.
The ground rules have been established.
Yeah.
Doug, you are first.
Yep.
Kyle Whittingham, what are you most looking forward to seeing under his watch and his influence onto the program?
Quiet season. Quiet season off the field. Very quiet. Silent, even, off the field. But Kyle Whittingham teams at Utah, well-conditioned, and the players have talked about their improved stamina. They are disciplined. As you look historically, Kyle Whittingham, Utah teams are usually in the top third, often in the top 20 in the country in penalties committed. Good play in the trenches has been a staple of Kyle Whittingham's teams. And the question is, will it all translate from day one? He's brought some players with him. Michigan wasn't a particularly highly penalized team a year ago, so you would think that that's going to continue, but they're introducing a lot of new stuff, so they're going to be a lot of kids with their heads swimming a little bit. But, fundamentally solid, well-conditioned, and completely all of their news is made in the sports pages. That's what I want to see from day one at Kyle Whittingham team.
Gator, for you and Pat Fitzgerald, what are you looking forward to most?
At Michigan State, I think what we're all excited about is that Michigan State will finally have some defensive identity. I mean, Pat Fitzgerald was a stud linebacker at Northwestern back in the day. When he went to Northwestern to coach, that team was tough to play against. They would, get in a slog, and it was it's something would be welcomed here for the Spartans. Attention to detail is something else that he's known for. That's going to be great. That means that you're going to be fundamentally sound. So hopefully there are fewer mistakes. I think things get simplified, and it might be a little monotonous and boring to watch at first, but I don't care. If it means you're going to get to lower scoring games and a chance to win, that's what they need. And maybe above all else, you've got a coach who's got something to prove, and he's a coach that is not afraid to show emotion, which is something that has been missing from Michigan State for a long, long time. I like that out of Pat Fitzgerald.
Sounds like you both said boring in your answers, but boring but good in a good way, right?
Yeah.
Gator, which transfer do you think will make the biggest impact this season for MSU?
For the Spartans, I think it's going to be the running back transfer from UConn, Cam Edwards. This is a guy who in 3 years had over 3,000 scrimmage yards and 30 touchdowns, including over 1,200 yards rushing last season to go with 15 scores. Hopefully this will give a similar lift to what Kenneth Walker gave when he transferred into Michigan State from Wake Forest. Obviously, that re-energized and revitalized Michigan State for a short period of time, but it was a fantastic season. I don't know if this season's going to be as good as that one was, but Cam Edwards can be very good for this team.
Bunch of candidates here for Michigan. Chris Bracey at safety has been very impressive, came over from Memphis, twitchy, and makes plays in the secondary. But it feels like the runaway answer for this one is wide receiver J.J. Buchanan, who came from Utah. At times during fall practice, he's been unguardable. The 50-50 ball, the contested catch. Kyle Whittingham says he's good as anyone he's ever been around. He's got size. He can run. He can jump. He's tough. He can block. He competes in all aspects of the receiver position. And the hands, man, the hands. He's got great hands. So I think J.J. Buchanan will be the top transfer coming in this year, wide receiver for Michigan.
And depending on how you feel about it, this is a question all college fan bases are going to be asking themselves every year because of the transfer portal and NIL and all that stuff and just new landscape of what kind of impact these new players can make right away on your team.
Yep.
All right, Doug, what area does your QB most need to improve on in 2026?
So the new offensive coordinator, Jason Beck, has said some really interesting things. One of them is don't try and be Superman, okay? You just let the game come to you. They like his decision-making so far through fall camp. They talk about every rep of every practice gets graded, and they want him to be focused in on everything, but they also want to let him play too. They don't want him to be too mechanical. They think he has a better pocket presence. Kyle Whittingham keeps talking about the clock in his head, and there were times last year where Bryce would kind of break down and throw off the back foot. They say in practice, he's not doing it. And they've got him standing in the pocket, delivering the football the way you're supposed to. But they all admit, Beck has said it, Whittingham has said it, we'll see what happens when we go live. It's one thing to do it in practice. You got to do it on game day, but he feels better about his offensive line and his pass catchers. So, but we'll see. We'll see when he hits the field.
For Alessio Milivojevic, Michigan State, I think it's about pocket awareness. He was sacked 16 times last season, and he did not play the full season. Also had minus 59 yards rushing. Hopefully, better pass protection is going to help out, but it's going to be the experience that he has, because it was kind of a baptism by fire last year when he was thrown out there. But he survived it. He actually completed 64% of his passes. He had 10 touchdowns and only 3 picks. He clearly has arm talent. There's a lot to like with this guy, and he's very tough, which I know that Pat Fitzgerald's going to like. But a year under his belt, now that he's got that out of the way, I think is going to bode well for him. Plus, he knows that he's the starting quarterback. There's not competition for that. He is the guy. So I think there's plenty of room for him to improve, and that experience is going to be the biggest factor.
Sometimes in college football, you can hide your quarterback play with the style of football you play, or you're trying to enforce on the other team. I don't think so with Michigan State. Those two guys are going to be focal points of the team, and they're going to, I think, decide on how good they'll be in the conference this year. All right, what position group do you think makes the biggest step forward, Gator, from MSU this year?
I think for the Spartans, is going to start with an offensive line. It's not just because that's what I want to make the biggest impact, but I think it has to. They've got a bunch of transfers out there, 4 seniors and a sophomore on that offensive line. They're led by the transfers, Ben Murkowski and Trent Fraley. Fraley from Nodak State, and Murkowski comes from UConn. And Murkowski is thought of as being a very, very nice pickup in the transfer portal, one of the best offensive linemen out there. That should help anchor that Spartans offensive line. It has got to be better. I mentioned earlier about needing to protect the quarterback. Milivojevic was sacked 16 times. Well, the quarterback position overall was sacked a ton last year. They've got to be better at protecting the quarterback. And I think having these 3 high-profile transfers, plus they have a 4th who's starting that was a transfer before, and that sophomore, that's going to help out. And hopefully they'll open up some lanes in the running game for the aforementioned Cam Edwards to just run wild.
For Michigan, the offensive line will also be improved. A Michigan fan should feel pretty good about that. But there is a position that last year really undermined this team with drops, bad routes, and even tipping plays, and that's wide receiver. Micah Simon is a super energetic young coach. Andrew Marsh was a freshman All-American. He got better as the year went on. I mentioned J.J. Buchanan. Another year of maturation for guys like Kendrick Bell and Channing Goodwin. And I really like the true freshman, Travis Johnson. Saw him in practice. Very impressive. Watch for him, number 13. And a couple of 4 stars coming in. Freshman, Celesi Moa, who's one of the best athletes in the recruiting world. Just what position was he going to play? He's going to play wide receiver at Michigan. And a 4-star Texas transfer named Jamie French could be in the mix as well. If you go back and look at the number of drops a year ago, it was disturbing, and it really undermined the Michigan offense. I think the wide receiver position will be the most improved position on the team.
Well, Doug, what position group worries you the most, though?
So there's one position group that has a real lack of experience, and at least lack of experience at the power football level, and that is linebacker. They do have a transfer. Nathaniel Staling comes from North Dakota State, and I would be stunned if he doesn't start. He could answer a lot of questions at linebacker. And then there's a lot of youthful candidates. Troy Bowles is a really good player, and he should be. He's a coach's son. His dad coaches Tampa. Chase Taylor, a young linebacker with a lot of promise, and Max Alford, a transfer from BYU. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the mix there, but not a lot of experience in Big Ten level football. So that's an area that they're going to need those guys to grow up quickly.
For me at Michigan State, I'm most concerned about the defensive end, the edge rush position, because it's just something that Michigan State hasn't had, and it feels like forever. They're high on the transfer, Kenny Soares Jr., who comes in from North Carolina State and also played Northwestern. He's been named a captain, but they haven't gotten this right in the past. They need to be able to have consistent pressure on the quarterback to have any kind of hope this year for that defense to just kind of catch their breath. State at times looks like they can stop the run just fine, and they've got some experience with the linebacker position, which is good, but the defensive end position is one that they've consistently invested in the transfer portal over the years, and just it hasn't paid off. Is this going to be the year that pays off?
All right, Gator, when it's all said and done, record-wise, what's the floor for MSU and what's the ceiling?
I think the floor for Michigan State is four. I think there's a base four games that they should win. But there's so much unknown, right? We got a new coach. We got new players. The schedule, a typical Big Ten schedule, normally you'd breathe easy with this one for Michigan State because you're not playing Ohio State. You're not playing Penn State. There's no USC in the mix. But you do have Oregon. You do have Michigan. And you've got Notre Dame in a non-conference game. So that's tough. I like the ceiling at, because there's an unknown factor, I'm going to put it at eight because I don't know how good Rutgers is going to be, you know, because Rutgers has improved over the years. I don't know what to expect out of Washington. There's so much attrition year to year. And with college football, with the turnover in your roster, I mean, some teams have, like Michigan State, have 50 new players, and some teams will have 30 new players. I don't know what to expect, so I'm going to leave that kind of at eight, and that's probably very lofty, but you asked for a ceiling. I think that's a ceiling.
For Michigan, I'm going the floor is 7-5, and that's implying they lose all the big ones, Oklahoma, Indiana, Oregon, Ohio State, and mix in another loss. The ceiling, I think, is probably 10-2, which would likely get Michigan into the playoff. But I say this every year about Michigan teams. One of the baseline goals is to get to the last Saturday with the Big Ten championship on the line. And in some ways, it's kind of amazing that last year's team accomplished that. But that's what I would say is the floor, and that's what I would say is the ceiling.
Thank you, guys. I just want to remind you, the great Michael Jordan said the ceiling is the roof. So that is always the ceiling, if you
great.
Ask me.
It's an excellent
reminder.
Point. Excellent point. And there it is. That concludes the college football, Michigan State college football transfer portal live animal mascot targeting thingy. And we'll do it all throughout the season with both the NFL and the college game. It's Carson Anderson. You want to keep talking college football? We'll take your phone calls. If you want to answer any of those questions, there was a six-pack of questions, six for Michigan State, six for Michigan. Get your 2 cents in. We'd love to hear from you here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I just got sent the liners for Inside Michigan Football.
Yeah.
Inside Michigan Football is presented by Meijer. Those things.
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser and his radio show way back in the day used to do these things live on the air. He would get sent liners for affiliates, and he would just take a segment out of the show and read them on the air and tell the affiliates to tape them.
Well, that's one way to do it.
It's time for our Al Roe Steel Iron Man of the Week. Here's Ed Kangurski. You rolling on that, Patrick? No? Anyway, I'll do these off the air.
I appreciate that.
I'm getting amped up. I went down to the building yesterday, saw a little bit of practice. They had the heat cranked up to a million because they've been having too many cool days. I talked to Coach after practice, and he said, yeah, we haven't been able to have enough. We want guys to not cramp up early in the season because they haven't practiced enough in the heat, and they've had too many cool days, so they went indoors and cranked up the heat yesterday. But, yeah, man, it's right around the corner. Right around the corner. So we had that six-pack of questions. If fans want to answer or give their two cents on any of those from the Michigan and Michigan State blitz thingy, what are you most looking forward to under your new coach? What transfer do you think makes the biggest impact? What area does your quarterback most need to improve? What position group takes the biggest step forward? What position group worries you? And record-wise, what's the floor and what's the ceiling?
I did get one text in here, Doug, that wanted a bonus question about Michigan-Michigan State.
Which was,
Doug, can you please tell us what time the Michigan-Michigan State game will start this year?
That's a great question.
Because you do know the answer, but yeah. You just won't ever tell us, right? Is that the deal?
When is it this year, Doug?
Yeah, Doug, when is it? Tell us this year.
So this is, for people who don't understand the bit, it is easily the most asked question I get about anything to do with Michigan football. Do you know what time the Michigan-Michigan State game starts? And I do not. I find out when everybody else does. Sometimes I will guess, this is the truth. Sometimes I will get an email that says the game this Saturday, it's when they have the 6-day hold, will start at, and it'll be embargoed until 1 p.m. or I can't say anything until 1 p.m. I usually get those emails at like 12:50.
For an embargo for 10 minutes?
Yes. But there,
nobody's believing it, Doug. Nobody believes it.
Nobody believes it.
No.
I do not have start times.
We all know that you know ahead of time.
I do not have start times. So, there you go.
Yeah. So, noon?
I would love noon, Gator.
If it's up to Doug, there's a lot of noon starts. A lot of noon starts.
Well, that's not going to be a noon start then.
Because I don't get what I want.
That's right. Yeah. Well, how many night games are there this year for you?
Well, there's only one on the schedule so far. And there is some minor restrictions on night games, but I think it's that Michigan they don't play night games at home in November. When you get to November.
Well, if that's the case, that's good because Michigan-Michigan State game is in November.
Yeah. Yep. And that will be at Michigan Stadium. So I get asked about the Oregon game a lot because that's on the West Coast. And I'm going to guess that's a 3:30 CBS game. But we shall see.
Yeah, we get Oregon at home, but it's night. It's Friday night.
It's already been determined as a night game?
Friday night game, November 20th.
So you've got four start times announced, Michigan State does?
Yes.
Obviously, Toledo's at night.
Notre Dame's at night, right?
Notre
Dame's at night. Oregon's at night. And Eastern Michigan is at 3:30.
Yeah. The truth is, I think it's unbecoming of me to keep complaining about it because I've done a lot of complaining about it, so I'm not going to complain about it anymore.
Oh,
whatever. I like noon starts.
A new leaf.
No. I like noon starts, but whatever. I'll be there, ready to go. Let's go. Toe meets leather. Tee it up.
You are ready for college
football. I am really ready for college football. I'm really ready for. Well, you know what part of it has to do? The Tigers are fading to black. Tigers have left the chat.
Who's that?
The Detroit Tigers have left the chat. And so, you know, what's the next thing up?
They've been on mute and the camera's been off for a few days now.
Right?
And unfortunately, yeah.
And I'm turning my attention to week zero.
I'm not turning my attention to week zero, but week one, I mean, I realize that we are, you know, from Michigan to Michigan State season's kicking off now. We're like 12 days away or something. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun to think about.
Yep.
Friday night and the Saturday night games.
So there is a bit of breaking news from college football, and I have mixed feelings on this. Pete Daymel says, sources, the Big Ten is set to pass a rule today that doesn't allow players to return from the NFL and play for a Big Ten school. Anyone who's declared for the NFL draft and did not withdraw, appeared on an NFL roster, or signed a contract with a pro league cannot be on a Big Ten roster.
That sounds like it makes all the sense in the world. Every word in that statement.
It does, to me, make sense. If other conferences don't pass the same rule, that's where my mixed feelings come in.
I understand.
Because if it's allowed by NCAA rules, why should the Big Ten cut off a resource that could help improve their teams? But what's not clear is what's the rule. I kind of feel like this is a one-year controversy because the players that are suing to come back are suing on the grounds of the new 5-for-5 rule, which is essentially you have 5 years to play. There's no more redshirting. When you get there as a freshman, when you enroll as a freshman somewhere to play, you've got 5 years of eligibility. And when that's up, it's up. So in hockey players' cases, some of them go play juniors for a couple of years or prep school or whatever, and they come in as 20-year-old freshmen, they'll be able to play for 5 years. And then the 18-year-old graduating high schooler, they'll be able to play for 5 years. The current group of fourth-year players that are trying to come back are saying, we want our fifth year. And so that rule came into play after we thought our eligibility expired. Then you changed the rules. Can't we come back? And I do have sympathy for them. The timing is bad, but life isn't always fair. And maybe this is just an example. Yeah, sucks for you. Because there are players that are saying, I would not have declared. I would have stayed another year to improve my draft status. I am a borderline NFL player that could have tried to improve my draft status and come back. I would not have declared if you'd passed this rule in a timely fashion. And so I'm kind of suspicious that maybe this is a one-year controversy, that those players moving forward know the rules and won't have the grounds to sue on. So now, with that said, is the Big Ten, I mean, if everybody else is going to do it and gain a competitive advantage, Scott, if it's allowed by NCAA rules, I think it should. Big Ten schools should take advantage of it. But I hope eventually there's a real line of delineation. You get drafted, you're done. Or if you sign a pro contract, even if you're an undrafted free agent, you're done.
Well, aren't there literally just a handful of players that this is affecting?
I don't know exactly how many.
I mean, guys that are on NFL rosters I mean, I think this is literally like a handful of players. If that's the case, I apologize to you players, but this is the way it is. And you're embarking on your professional career. If it doesn't work out, if you don't get that contract with an NFL team, sorry. You know, you can try to play in the other league that they have in the spring and improve your standing and then get noticed by an NFL team, and or you can hang around and maybe you get picked up on a practice squad. That's the way it's going to have to be. I'm sorry. We have to draw the line, and the line is being drawn.
Yep, and if that line is drawn, then draw it and enforce it, and that's just the way it is. Right now, it doesn't feel like there's a line. And there's a line for some people. It depends which state you sued in,
well,
which
it sounds
is stupid.
Like, sounds like the Big Ten's drawing a line.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the Big Ten is drawing the best conference of college football is drawing a line.
Oh, look at you.
So go ahead and do that.
If the
SEC has to try and, you know, bend the rules and usurp the rules, that's what they've always done to try to maintain a winning status and a winning program. No surprise that LSU is the one that's going to lead the way and do this with Lane Kiffin. But all that, you know, joking aside.
Yeah, I think it's actually allowed by the rules.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. I like the Big Ten stance on this. I think it's, and again, it's not an easy decision, but I think when things aren't easy like this, you try to make it as black and white as you can. And I really think that the way that the Big Ten has worded it makes it pretty black and white. And again, sorry, but there's a cutoff, right? Can't do it.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.